if you all follow me, we'll have a look at the main terminal. Built in 1970, renovated 3 years ago. It was recently painted by the famous Nantucket painter, Bill the Painter Man.
Whoa. Who are the Moppets?
Oh, they're from the North Street Orphanage. Giving them a tour of the old airport. Just my way of giving something back to North Street.
Lowell, you weren't an orphan.
No, but my brother was.
Gail?
No, I haven't.
Oh, great. She fixed the day to be late.
Well, it's a big deal, bro.
We're flying up to Maine for the weekend, and I'd like to get out of here before Helen shows up. This whole situation is making me really uptight.
You were born uptight, Joe. You're the only breached birth in medical history to wipe his feet on the way out.
Look, I would just like to avoid having my current and former girlfriends cross paths, especially with Helen so angry.
Hi, honey. I'm sorry I'm late. I had a little trouble with my car.
Oh, it's no problem. Let's just go before we run into Helen.
Oh, yes. The wacko you used to date.
She's not a wacko. She's just a little high-strung lately.
Look, Joe, I'm tired of avoiding her. You and I are together now, and she's just going to have to learn to live with that.
I know, but you know how Helen gets.
No, Joe. How do I get?
Hey, Helen. Look, honey, it's Helen. Oh, man, this is just what I wanted to avoid. Let's get out of here.
Have a good time in Maine.
Oh! We're going to Maine for the weekend.
Just Saturday and Sunday. I wouldn't really call it a weekend.
What would you call it?
I'm going to wait in the plane.
Yeah, I'll wait with you.
Oh, I'm just so glad Joe gets to go to Maine. We always meant to go to Maine, but no, we never made it. I always wanted to go, but no, he's too busy. She wants to go to Maine, and it's pack your clam diggers, baby. Maine. You hear that word one more time, I'm gonna scream.
Maine. I thought you said you'd scream.
I'm a wacko. I'm unpredictable.
Somebody sure poured pepper in her panties.
I may be way off here, but does anybody else think that Helen's not handling her anger as well as she might?
Oh, I do. She's been in a positive snit lately.
Without condoning Faye's filthy language, I fully concur.
You don't think she'd do something violent, do you?
You know, the other night she asked me if I knew how to bleed a brake line. At the time, I thought it was just polite chit-chat, but in light of this,
I'm really starting to get worried about her. You want to say something to her,
Not
Faye?
Really.
Me neither. Forget I ever brought her up.
Mi scusi, Faye, Brian. I was sitting waiting for a fare. I could not help to overhear. I will talk to Helen. One thing Antonio knows is women. Beautiful Helen. You are so sad. Your face is like a beautiful sky filled with dark clouds. Please, take this flower and smile. I was this close to bada bing.
Well, maybe we ought to tackle this as a group. You know, I heard about this thing called intervention, where a group of friends get together to confront someone with a problem. Often it's just the push they need to seek help.
So, no bada bing.
Oh, what the heck? I'm in.
We can use Joe's office. Now, Roy, we need some bodies for this. Do you think that you can just stand quietly in the room and not say anything nasty?
Hey, I care as much about Helen as the rest of you. I'm a sensitive guy. While we're in there, does anyone mind if I clip my toenails?
Hence a phrase, burn beyond recognition.
Need to see you for a second.
All righty. Okay, kids, I want you to sit right over here. Be good little boys and girls. Don't want a repeat of that behavioral problem we had out by the fuel pump. And remember, no playing with matches near Todd.
Okay, Lowell, what we're doing here is something where a bunch of people get together and they confront one of their friends who has a serious problem.
Damn it, you guys are the best friends a fella could have. But I'll get help immediately. What's my problem?
You're an idiot.
Lowell, this is for Helen. Oh. She needs help getting over Joe. I'm trying to remember how this goes. We did it for Emma Frost for my knitting class when she'd taken to drinking. It was obvious she had a problem. All she ever knitted were bourbon cozies. They were quite lovely. They had these little rosettes on the side. And
could we just get on with this?
All right. Now, everybody follow my lead. Helen, could you come in here for a second, please? That's right, leave the knife there. She's coming.
Hey,
Troy. What is it? Hey, what's going on here?
Helen, this is an intervention. You have a problem, and you're being confronted with it by a group of close, caring friends, and Roy.
You're kidding.
No, you're not handling this breakup well at all, and your anger just seems to be getting worse.
I'll go hose off.
Okay. Wait a second. No, Helen, you don't seem to understand. You're not going to leave this office until you admit you need some help.
Damn, another door.
She's a beautiful and smart.
Helen Chapel, you come back in here this minute. Now, Helen, we've thought this through and we think we know what's best for you.
Okay, just for the sake of argument, I need help. What kind of help do you suggest I get?
Could you excuse us a second here?
So what now, Madame Rorschach?
Let's see. They gave Emma some drug that made her throw up every time she tasted alcohol.
I think I drove her home that night.
Come on, guys. Let's put our heads together and try to think about this for a minute, okay?
Helps me think.
I believe this belongs to you.
You know, I did hear about a group. I think it's called Transitions. It helps people deal with the pain of ending a relationship.
Group therapy in a loving, nurturing environment led by trained professionals. You know, it's just crazy enough to work.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to be late for my transitions meeting.
Good luck, Helen.
Thank you.
But before you go, a word of a caution. These groups, they can be dangerous.
Dangerous?
The room will be full of lonely, vulnerable women like yourself. There are men who come to these meetings only to prey on such weaknesses. You never know when men such as these will crawl out of their holes.
You seem to know an awful lot about this, Antonio.
I drive a cab. I hear things.
Helen. Look, I know this is going to be a tough night for you, and I just want to say that if you need somebody there to support you, I'd be willing to go along with you.
You did that for me?
Yeah, come on. We're friends. We're friends forever, huh? Come on.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet. Oh, and if any woman shows the slightest interest in me, we don't know each other.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, Harry, it sounds like you've made excellent progress this week. When you're ready, we'd love to have you share your experience.
Is it me? Or is everyone in here kind of old?
Yeah, I think the only chance I have of picking up a woman here is if one falls and can't get up.
May I help you? I think we're in the wrong place. We were looking for the transitions group.
That's us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't expect this. I thought the group would be a little...
Younger. I guess you weren't told that we were a branch of the Nantucket Senior Center.
No.
We would be very happy if you stayed, unless you think that people of our age and experience have nothing to offer.
These two seats taken?
No.
So,
we were just hearing from Harry here. Harry was recently widowed, and he's made a major breakthrough in the last week. Would you like to continue, Harry?
Last Saturday night, I went out to dinner all by myself for the first time since my wife died.
Small steps, Harry, small steps.
Yeah, I learned something, too.
What's that?
If you cry during dessert, you get your meal free.
So, next, why don't we hear from Helen, is it?
Me?
Tell us, what kind of transition are you dealing with?
I'm sorry, I'm not very comfortable. I really
can't. She just broke up with my brother, John. She's having a very tough time dealing with it.
Thank you, Brian. Listen, maybe we could move on to another member of the group. Let's say Brian here.
Me?
Yes.
All right, Brian. Why don't you tell us about your pain?
Pain? No, I really don't have any pain. I mean, I only came here to... I don't even know why I came here, really.
Brian, are you saying that you have never been hurt in a relationship?
Nope, never once.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Never once. What are you talking
about?
Okay. Carol did leave me, but that marriage was doomed from the beginning. When it ended. That's it.
So, you don't miss her?
No, not at all. Miss her. Sometimes a little bit around Christmas, but I mean, who doesn't have those feelings around the holidays, am I right? And on birthdays. Little bit. Yeah, Carol used to give me the same present every year. The only surprise was where she put the bow. What do you want? That's 2 days out of the whole year. You know, two lousy days. Three days, if you count our anniversary. We used to make dinner for each other. Yeah, dinner by candlelight. And then we'd just sit staring through each other's eyes till the candles burn out. Still got those candle holders somewhere. God knows why I hold on to them. I should give them away or throw them out or... Oh, God, Carol! She's gone!
There!
She's gone! She's gone!
Let it all out! Let it all!
Okay, so the question is, what is it about me that would make Carol treat me the way she did? I think the answer can be found if we go deeper into my childhood.
Oh, Brian. May I interrupt you there for a moment? Perhaps we can get back to the other members before our time is up.
Well, why? How long do we have the room?
I wasn't talking about the room. Helen, perhaps we can return to you now.
Listen, I'm sure you all mean well, but I just don't feel comfortable talking about this in front of strangers.
Oh, well, here's an idea. Why don't we try a little role play? I mean, one of our men here could pretend to be Joe, and the two of you could have a conversation.
No, I don't think so, but thank you.
Oh, come on, go ahead. I mean, Harry here is very good at this.
Yeah. Last week, I was a 90-year-old black lady.
I really don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I would prefer.
No, come on. Here, you just try. There we are. Okay.
Well, okay.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Joe.
Small steps, Helen. Small steps. Now, tell Joe what you really think of him.
No, I couldn't tell him what I really think of Joe.
Use me. I'm a tool.
Okay. Joe, you shouldn't have treated me the way you did. You lied to me. You tricked me. You let me believe we had a relationship. Just who the hell do you think you are? Two-timing me with some floozy. I'll tell you who you are. You're a no-good, cheap, liar, pious, self-righteous SOB, and I'd like to bite your head off and spit down your neck.
I don't want to play anymore.
I'm sorry. You've all been very sweet and understanding, but this just isn't working for me.
Look, you have been keeping your feelings bottled up inside you, and you've just begun to let them out. Now, if you can't continue here with us, isn't there someone else that you can talk to?
Yes, of course there is. I always talk... How could I be so stupid? Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Good night.
Well, I guess that takes care of everyone.
No way. Nobody moves. Harry? You're Carol. She's not here.
Oh, what a shame.
Hey, I had a great time.
Me too. So I'll see you tomorrow. And, this. Is for the most wonderful weekend a woman ever had.
Now there goes a woman who never spent a weekend with Roy Biggins.
You mean she hasn't been chained to your furnace?
Looking for you. She's out in the hangar in her Jeep.
What?
What? Helen, stop and think. You don't want to do this.
I'm not going to ram your office, Joe.
Sure. Get out and step away from the vehicle.
There. Are you happy now?
I put the keys on the floor and kick them over here.
I drove the Jeep in here just to show you I can get this far from your office and not want to drive through it.
Uh-huh. The keys.
Joe, you don't understand. I went to this meeting tonight.
Helen?
I've really been trying to control this anger that...
Helen?
All right, thanks for dancing.
Thank you. By the way, I think you're making real progress with that anger thing.
I finally figured out why this has been so tough for me. Do you remember back in high school when Phil Steffen asked me to the spring dance? I'd always dreamed of going out with him, but figured he'd never ask me out because I was fat. Well, he finally did. When we got to the dance, I overheard some of his buddies laughing and saying that Phil only asked me out to win a bet. Do you remember what happened then, Joe?
Yeah, you pretty much hoovered the dessert table.
After that?
I walked you home tonight.
Right. And you sat with me on the front porch swing. And you let me cry on your shoulder. Don't you see, every time something rotten happened in my life, you were always there. Could always run to you. And the problem was this time, the rotten thing that happened was you. And there was nowhere for my anger to turn.
You kind of parked at my office a couple of times.
See, that's what's so damn frustrating. It wasn't that I lost my boyfriend. I lost my best friend.
No, you didn't. I'm still your best friend. I'm going to tell you now what I told you on that porch swing.
guy who would hurt a girl like you has got to be a real jerk. Two shoulders. No waiting.
Split ends. Gail should get a new conditioner.
You know, if you spent some time with her, you might actually hit it off.
Oh, small steps, Joe, small steps. Well, I guess I should get this thing out of here.
Actually, I'd kind of like to back it out.
Joe, after the conversation we just had, you're worried.
I'm not worried. I'd just like to do it. Okay? Friend?
Suit yourself. Oh, Joe, be careful. Sometimes it's difficult shifting into... Reverse.
We at Nick at Night are pleased to have a special guest dolphin to introduce this next episode of Cheers.
Coming up, Sam is forced to confront his superstitions. Stay tuned.
Well done.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes.